Philemon. Paul, a prisoner of the Anointed One, Jesus, and Timothy, our brother, to Philemon, who is beloved and is our co-worker, to Apphia, our sister, to Archippus, our fellow soldier, and to the gathering of the called out ones in your house. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus, the Anointed One. I thank my God always, mentioning you in my prayers, after hearing about your love and of the faith which you have toward the Lord Jesus and toward all those set apart for God. I pray that the fellowship you have with God through your faith will become increasingly productive through the full understanding of every good thing which Jesus the Anointed One is doing in you. I had much joy and comfort because of your love, since the hearts of those set apart for God have been refreshed through you, brother. Therefore, even though I have all boldness in the Anointed One to insist that you do that which is right, yet for love's sake I plead with you instead, being such a one as Paul the aged, and now also a prisoner of the Anointed One, Jesus. I plead with you on behalf of my child, whom I have begotten while in my bonds, Onesimus, who at one time was unprofitable to you, but now is profitable to you and to me. I have sent him back to you, asking you to receive him with my own feelings of compassion. I would have preferred to keep him with me, so that on your behalf he might minister to me while I am in the chains of the Good News message. But I wouldn't do anything without your consent, so that your good deed would not be from compulsion, but from your own free will. For perhaps it was for this very reason he left you for a time, so that you would receive him forever, no longer as a slave, but more than a slave, as a beloved brother, especially to me, but how much more to you, both humanly speaking and in the Lord. If then you consider me to be a partner, receive him as myself. But if he has wronged you at all or owes you anything, put that on my account. I, Paul, write it with my own hand. I will repay it, although even though I shouldn't mention it, you even owe me yourself, since you were converted because of me. Yes, brother, let me have joy in the Lord because of you. Refresh my heart in the Anointed One. I write to you having confidence in your obedience to God, knowing that you will do even beyond what I say. But at the same time, prepare me a place to stay also, for I hope that through your prayers I will be allowed to come to you. Epaphras, my fellow prisoner in the Anointed One, Jesus, greet you, as do Mark, Aristarchus, Demas, and Luke, who are my co-workers. The grace of our Lord Jesus, the Anointed One, be with your spirit. Amen. This is the end of the Book of Philemon. The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.